I haven't come except to take the one who wishes from worshipping the creation to worshipping the creator. These are the Muslims. Guiding the people from darkness to lightness, to light. This is the virtue of the people of Islam. This is the virtue of the people of Islam. And Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this call to the people to take them away from worshiping other than Allah, this is the highest level of ma'ruf. This is the highest level of good, like we mentioned. And telling the people to stay away from shirk, this is the best type of munkar that they're warning against. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of people, taken from the people. Why? Because you assist the people, you take them from darkness to light. From shirk to tawheed. From sins to obedience. This is the virtue of the people of Islam. The fourth reason why the people of Islam have this virtue is because the Muslims, this ummah, were the most in accepting the da'wah of the prophets. They were more accepting of the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than any other nation before. In this narration, a statement from Rabi' ibn Anas al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Rabi' ibn Anas al-Basri was from the students of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's from the students of Anas ibn Malik, who was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, لم تكن أمة أكثر استجابة في الإسلام من هذه الأمة. ولذلك قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. He said there has never been a nation, there has never been a people more accepting of the call of their prophet more than the Muslims. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you're the best people. That's why you're the best people taken from the people. It shows the virtue of the people of Islam. It shows the virtue of the people of Islam. And we have another narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, this is a hadith of Sahih Muslim, upon the narration of Anas, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam يقول, أنا أكثر الأنبياء تبعاً يوم القيامة وأنا أول من يقرأ باب الجنة. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am the one from all of the prophets who has the most followers, and I will be the first to knock on the tap on the doors of Jannah, showing the virtue of the people of Islam, that when Allah sent the messenger, they accepted them. The sixth or fifth, ikhwan? Huh? Naam. The fifth reason why the people of Islam have this virtue, the Muslims have this virtue in respect to other religions, is that the best book was revealed to their prophets. That the best book was revealed to their prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. And this is statement. This is taken from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqsha'irra minhu julud alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talina juludahum wa qulubuhum ila dhikri la dhalika huda Allah yahdi bihi man yasha wa man yudlilillahu fama lahu min had. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah, the one who revealed the best statement, the book, the Quran, that has verses that are similar to it. The people who fear Allah, the people who fear their Lord, their skins shiver when they hear it. The people who have taqwa, yakshawna Allah, who have the fear of Allah, when they hear the verses in the Quran, their skin shivers. But then, these verses will soften their skin and soften their hearts when they hear the dhikr of Allah. This is the best book that's been revealed. And it's been revealed to this ummah. And it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, which we're going to join, it's going to join us inshallah in the next few days. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind and a clarification and a criterion. This Quran that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّوا أَبَدًا بَعْدِي كتاب الله وسنتي. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I have left for you two things, that if you hold tight to it, you stick to it, you never go astray. The book of Allah, the Quran, and his sunnah, his way, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed as a mercy for us. This Quran that Allah has told us to reflect upon the verses in it. This Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَثْقَالُهَا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجِدُوا فِيهِ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. This Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do they not reflect on the Quran? Do they not contemplate on the Quran? Or are their hearts closed? Because it's sick. Or are their hearts closed? They don't reflect. Do they not reflect on this Quran? Do they not contemplate in this Quran? Because if it was from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find in it contradictions. If it was from other than Allah, and you won't find contradictions. So this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةٍ وَسَطًا. And that's why we made you the balanced, the most virtuous religion. We have this Quran. We have this Quran. And this Quran, ya ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He will preserve this Quran. As He mentions in the ayah, وَإِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have revealed the dhikr, the remembrance. And we will preserve it. We will look after this dhikr, this remembrance. And the ulama have explained that the dhikr is the Quran. Some of the ulama have explained that the dhikr is the Quran and the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the sunnah is revelation as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِي يُوحَىٰ يُوحَىٰ. Instead that he does not speak from his desires. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't speak from his desires. Rather, is a revelation revealed to him. And Allah has said that he will preserve the Quran and the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.